So let's take you to Minneapolis for just a moment. The Minneapolis police chief is admitting that his department failed to protect one of the city's residents who has long feared for his safety. That man, Davis Maturi, was hospitalized with a gunshot wound, allegedly shot by his neighbor, after months of escalating encounters and calls to police ended in gunfire last week. Now the city's police department, Minneapolis Police Department, is under scrutiny for their response and how long it took to make an arrest. While Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara acknowledges his department's shortcomings, he also spoke defiantly on the public's outcry that officers should have done something sooner. Maturi, that's the man who was shot, is a Minneapolis resident. He has taken many videos of his neighbor, John Sawchak, since late 2023. He's called police at least 19 times, detailing threats and harassment. Last week, police say that escalated to gunfire. Maturi says the bullet went down through my neck and then all the way back to my spine. Chief O'Hara says his department has been trying to arrest Sawchak for at least 6 months, and officers have been surveilling him constantly since arrest warrants were issued for last Wednesday's shooting of Maturi.
When was the last time you heard it? Yes.
Just read the quote from the chief here. Quote, we failed this victim 100%.
When was the last time you heard a police department not only say we failed, but we failed a specific victim in a specific case?
I can't recall.
100%. I can never recall it.
No.
Ever.
But here's what I don't understand. And listen, before we get accused of being anti-police, you'll find no show in this city more pro-police than Dana and Parks. We've done charity events for police departments and organizations. But if they have been trying, according to the chief, to get him for the last 6 months, have surveilled him, quote, constantly,
knowing there are weapons in the house and he's a nut.
At some point, he has to go grocery shopping or get gas or buy cigarettes. Can we not, if you're surveilling him, why not secure him as soon as he gets into his car? He has to either pull over or take off. There's only two options.
I don't know the answer to that, but I would refer back to the chief's statement that we have failed this resident completely. I have a question. How long do you let something like that go on with all of those 911 calls where you are in fear of your life and your safety and your neighbors taking videos and acting a fool and all of those things? How long do you let that go on before you just move? Now people would say, why should I have to move?
That's exactly right.
He's the terrorist next door, but he was terrorizing this homeowner.
He was certainly harassing him. And I mean, again, back to my question, did he never leave his home? Based on his mugshot, he's had a couple of meals recently.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying he's not rail thin. I don't understand how you can't surround the house, protected, of course, ducked behind your cars, etc., and just say, it's time to come out, Mr. Sawchak. The game is over. The jig is up.
I think what they were saying in the beginning is we were trying to get him services. We were trying to get him help. We were trying to get him away from the guns. And I said this to Scott during the break. I go, so wait, we have a known lunatic terrorizing a neighbor who has access to weapons, and even then they didn't go in?
I wouldn't even go in. I would just wait outside.
Or at least wait for him to come out.
Wait for him to surrender, because after he shot his neighbor, he surrendered relatively quickly. He knew the game was over.
Well, now they had a probable cause to go in.
I would have just waited him out. Cut the water, cut the electricity, and wait him out.
He was doing yard work outside of his home when it happened.
By the way, Sawchak faces several charges, including attempted murder, stalking, and harassment. It's an outcome after a cautious approach that Maturi says should have come much sooner. He says of the police department, you have the body armor, you have professional training. If you're saying you're scared, what does that do for me?
Repeatedly, the victim told the police department about terrorist threats from the neighbor, including pointing and brandishing weapons. Since the couple purchased their home in September of 2023, They have contacted police multiple times, as you said, to report Sawchak for a menu of dangerous behaviors. Their complaints included charges of vandalism, property destruction, harassment, threats of physical harm while spewing racist slurs, according to court records. The victim who was shot in his front yard, Scott, is black. Sawchak is white. This is from the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Does that have anything to do with the story?
Well, they were telling police along the way of all of the harassment. He has come out and spewed racist threats.
Okay, all right.
Physical threats and vandalism and all of these things.
913-586-7798. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie. The third, don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.